If American Pharoah can win at Belmont Park on June 6th, oh no, have I jinxed the attempt to win horse racing's Triple Crown by even mentioning the horse's name? Jenny Reese, who writes about the races for the Louisville Courier-Journal, joins me now to take me off the hook, I hope. Jenny, since Affirmed last won the Triple Crown in 1978, 12 horses have raced at Belmont Park with a shot at that Triple Crown, and 12 times they've fallen short. Is there any hope this time will be different?
I do think American Pharoah has some attributes that could make this one different. He's got the kind of speed that works very well in the Belmont, but he's also versatile, and he has looked very well. He's training at Churchill Downs, and that's not always the case with horses after the first two legs of the Triple Crown.
Do you think as horse racing has changed that it's gotten harder for a horse to win the Triple Crown? Obviously, it's been a while since it's happened.
Without question, it's much more difficult. Not only is it tougher because there's so many more horses in these races, and if American Pharoah wins the Belmont, he will have beaten more horses to win the Triple Crown easily than any of the other 11 Triple Crown winners. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. It's also harder to qualify to get into the Derby. Training's different. There's this qualification system, and because more than 20 owners are wanting to go in the Derby, horses have to do a lot just to get to the Derby, and that adds on to it, too.
Jenny, horse racing has been in decline for many years. We've talked about that a number of times. If American Pharoah does win the first Triple Crown since 1978, what will it mean to the sport in the short and the long run?
I think it's a short-term blip in the long run. I think there's fundamental problems that has to do with the everyday product and getting new fans in that it's not going to make a difference in. There might be some people that follow it through this run because the horse is going for the Triple Crown. But as somebody said to me this morning, you know, if this horse doesn't do it, people are going to think it's never going to happen, so why should I be interested in it? And, that's kind of the point. But I think we are going to get the right horse one day, and maybe this is the horse, but it is not going to be the savior of horse racing.
Finally, this week, American Pharoah's stud rights were sold to Coolmore. So do his people keep racing after the Belmont, or does he get to bask in early retirement as the most expensive horse daddy in the land?
I think he's a shorter price that if he wins the Belmont, he will not race again, and I think that's very unfortunate. I really think that just the value, they won't want to risk anything happening to the horse. But this is a terrific horse, and I just think it would just really be shame to where some people would be really almost sorry that if he can't go on and race, then, you know, what a tease this was.
Jenny Reese covers the ponies for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and it's been far too long since I last spoke with you, Jenny. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Well, it's always fun, Bill.